The Aerialist. Raised to watch for pilgrims in pond water or among stars, I detect a busy ordering in the peripheries of my sight, and catch dust-mote legs shuttling silk from a diminutive abdomen, plumply angled as a full chignon. You float through the air, a swing on your trapeze, performing a dangling ritual dance off the temple of my glasses, then, swimming up, anchor me by hypotenuse to a line so fine I must assume it exists, a mathematical if-then, whose idea I ride to the pleated lampshade's edge. You rock in the gale of my breathing, and I think of Philippe Petit, running fluid back and forth on steel cable taut between twin towers, inner ear telegraphing to the mind the 1,000 incremental shifts of flexing pole required to hold his center of mass above the dividing line, to keep spinning peril into joy. It would be something to write a poem like that, whose thought flowed like current between two charged points, or to sit in balance upon a line and draw up to one from a quarter mile below the world's roar.